Chapter 15. The Yoga of the Supreme Person. About the realization of the characteristics, virtue and glory of God. The Supreme Lord said, "Anyone who knows that the Ashvata is said to be an imperishable tree that has its roots upwards, its branches downwards, and of which the leaves are the Vedic hymns, knows the Vedas. Extending downward and upward, its branches, by the modes of nature downward, develop the twigs as the sense objects, and to the extending roots, the karma that binds one to the human world. The form of this tree, which is without a beginning or end, cannot be perceived in this world, nor can one see how it is maintained. This strongly rooted banyan must be cut by the weapon of detachment. After doing so, one has to find out about that place for which one is going, and from where one never returns, and then surrender to him, the primordial original person, from whom everything extended since time immemorial. Without pride and its illusion, having overcome bad association, understanding the eternal, dissociated from the lust, and liberated from identifying with the dualities of happiness and distress, one unbewildered attains that everlasting refuge. Going to that place which is not lit by the sun or the moon, nor by fire, one never returns. That abode is the supreme of mine. The embodied soul, in its own local existence, is certainly an eternal part of me, with the mind as a sixth of the senses, carried in its material position. The body one gets, as also is given up, takes its lord to all these along, like the fragrance carried by the air from its source. With the hearing, seeing, touching, as also the tasting and smelling, he, from within the mind, enjoys the objects of the senses. Either leaving the body, staying in the body, or enjoying the body associated with the modes of nature, are things the ignorant cannot understand, but those who have the spiritual vision can. Those who endeavor and are of yoga perceive from being of the soul, but those endeavoring who do not act in favor of the soul do not see this, however developed their minds are. The splendor that is found in the light of the sun illumining the entire world, and is also seen in the moon and the fire, understand that splendor to be from me. I permeate the planetary systems and sustain the living beings by my energy and nourish all the plants together with the soul-given juice. Enacting as the fire of digestion in the bodies of all living beings, I keep the balance of the ingoing and outgoing breath and do digest the four kinds of foodstuff. Residing in the heart of all beings, they have from me remembrance, knowledge, and reasoning. I am certainly knowable by the Vedas. I am its author, and the one who knows its meaning surely too. There are two kinds of being in the world, the perishable and the imperishable state. All the living beings are perishable, while of the oneness to the many it is said that one does not perish. The Supreme Person is but the other soul in the beyond, of whom is said that pervading the three worlds he is maintaining as the inexhaustible Lord. Because I am to the fallible transcendental, and beyond the fallible the best, therefore I am in the world and in the Vedic literature celebrated as the Supreme Personality. Anyone who without a doubt knows me thus as the Supreme Personality, he, knowing all, renders devotional service unto me in all respects, O son of Bharata. Understanding this most confidential part of the revealed scripture, thus disclosed by me, O sinner's one, one becomes intelligent and perfected in one's doing, O son of Bharata.